it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, very excited today to announce to you that the Men's Room is now available live for your viewing pleasure on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Pleasure is subjective, but yes.
Ryan came in and he said, "What did you guys come up with any special outfits?" And I looked around the room and I was like, apparently not.
No.
We did not do that. We were going to.
Did he seriously ask you that?
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
he just asked if, you know, we had dressed ourselves and that we didn't look like, you know, piles of garbage coming in here today.
Look, it's radio, okay? And we said this before. If you're good looking, you're on TV. Mm-hmm. Radio is TV for ugly people. We look ugly. We dress ugly. It just is what it is, right?
Yeah. I think I'm going to Steve Jobs it and just wear a black shirt every day.
It's not a bad call. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Not a bad call.
Right. Yeah. One last thing to think about in the morning. Just
boom.
Steve Jobs, Ted Smith.
Yeah, we've been trying this on a test run basis for a while now. I want to say there's four or five episodes that are up already. If you want to go back and watch, say, for example, the 20th anniversary show from Friday.
Yeah.
That is all up there for your viewing pleasure as well.
So, correct.
And there's probably three or four others. We're going to do this every day if you're around the computer and you just want to watch us do our thing. There's a lot that we're worried about, to be honest with you. Things that are concerning. For example, no offense, sometimes, you know, maybe you'll say something dumb and I'll roll my eyes just like you do in your car when I say something dumb, right? But the difference is now you can see me roll my eyes, throw my hands up and mouth, you know, so, you know,
I worried about it initially. And then once we started rolling, we were beta testing it the last couple of weeks. And I remember Ted and I gave each other a look. Some caller said something remarkably stupid. And we just gave each other the look of, you did hear this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I don't care, right? It is what it is.
Right.
And again, the people on TV, they can't do that. Like, I feel bad for news. Steve Rabel,
well,
I thought, was the best at it, right? So, if you don't, whether it's local or national news, sometimes news is just stupid. I don't mean politics and all that, but just something stupid, but they're supposed to deliver this with a straight face. And I always thought Steve Rabel had this ability just with his eyebrows to telegraph his exact thoughts about the story he's telling you without changing his voice.
Yeah.
He didn't change his face, or it's just this billionth of a second that says, I know this is stupid. I just have to tell you this. And I always appreciated that about
him. Yeah.
I don't have that gift. I think I'm a little more expressive.
You know, a pick of the nose or a scratch of the nose looks like a pick.
It does, man. You rub your nose almost like you picked your nose.
I'm worried about hand motions, too. We do a lot of that.
I talk a lot with my hands.
I talk with my hands a lot. I didn't realize that until we started beta testing this. And I'm like, okay, got some Italian in me.
So if you don't know a lot about YouTube, here's how this shakes out, okay? So if you're watching it at your office or at home, when the music comes on, that music is licensed. And so you're not going to hear the songs. A lot of the segments, including Sit and Spin, a lot of people will email
really it. Just Sit and Spin.
We're Sit and Spin on, let's say, our daily podcast. The reason that's not there is because some of these service providers that carry our podcast and put them out there, they're not licensed for music.
Correct.
So we are on Odyssey. So on the Odyssey app. But when we blanket put it out there, we can't put it out on any of them. Because, you know, we could get in trouble. So when we go to these, so we're going to have some stuff to fill in the blanks that we'll make an announcement on that shortly.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of ideas and things, maybe some old highlights from back in the day or whatever we've got on file. And we'll build that file as we go along. But this is the initial launch of this, obviously. So like anything else, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. You can also leave comments.
Yeah.
On there.
They already are.
Read them right now.
We can interact with you. I'll read some of the comments there that you can see, Mike.
A lot of them are mean, Miles.
What are they saying?
Let's see. Tracy says, I can see you all, which is great. Tyson says, seeing how the sausage is made, which is fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. I can't say what Mike said there. Just said, what's up, guys? Amy says, hey, guys, so weird to watch the faces with the voices. Does Mike always look so serious? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Check out Miles' nose in HD. There we go.
This is going to be fun. We're not going to regret this at all.
Yeah. No volume during the break.
You can't imagine.
You know what I thought about, too? This is going to be great. So I'm pretty sure my nose is so screwed up, and I had a deviated septum repair.
Yeah.
But I've got post-nasal drip that's really affecting my throat and everything else. So basically what they've told me now is I'm going to need a nose job. All right.
For real.
Now, what I mean a nose job is, I mean, they're going under the hood, and they are rebuilding the entire inside of this bed.
You're
going
to get a different look?
I don't think the look is going to change. It's just that
the But can you request one?
Yeah,
like look, you if already, they're already going to be there.
I love my nose. What are you talking about?
I mean,
it's gorgeous.
You already have a penis.
Why do you think I should change it? Is there something wrong with it?
Nothing at all. It makes your face, Miles.
I mean, you're on YouTube now, man. I have yourself look better.
I think I'm going to have like bandages all over my face. I think I'm going to talk like this for like a week or two, which is going to be great.
So you might as well get whatever you want done.
Blackened eyes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can take my car into the shop, but also maybe be like, hey, while you're in there, I'll change the headlight.
I mean, they do it without even asking. You know what else you need to do? This, and this.
I was going to tell them, ask them to make it bigger.
You make a bigger nose? Yeah.
So I can breathe more air in.
There you go.
I'm actually going to be able to breathe out of my nose. But it will be, it's going to be pretty ugly on video for a while. So
it already is.
I know that, but I thought
I'm just saying, dude, it's fine. It's fine.
I just didn't know we were flexing on you every day, breathing in and out of our noses.
Oh, one day I'm going to be able to, which is going to be fantastic. You know? You thought you had sleep apnea. Wait till you can breathe out of your nose when you sleep.
See, now these comments are distracting. They're like, well, you guys are doing it, or the Daily Mix Show going to do it? Maybe. Look, here's the thing.
Not going to rule it out.
They're beta testing it on us. Because there's no better people to experiment with than us, for Christ's sake. So I know eventually they would like to do that. Maybe some of the other stations. I don't know. It depends
ask
how
them.
This goes. Who?
They could ask the morning show. We're just trying to do this thing right now.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure it out ourselves.
I will say another fun reason to go and watch the YouTube stream is the audio that we collect out of there is pre-delay, if you know what I mean.
So when they drop the bombs,
that's
you can hear
right. You get to hear everything. If Ted screws up on FCC, you're going to hear it. They're all
so live. It's at KISW Rock.
Correct.
If you're at the party on Saturday, hopefully you got a chance to meet Tim. He's the one doing all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
And we launched today. So this is all new to us.
Yep.
We will figure it out as we go along.
Well,
Tim's already done a great job of setting this thing up.
To me, like, I mean, Tim's got to figure it out. I just need to be here.
We are light years ahead of a lot of people that already do this type of thing.
Oh, God.
As far as what I've seen on graphics and shows and everything else, there's some cool effects that Tim's got in there.
Yeah, I know.
So it really is it's a different way to check out the show at KISW Rock if you want to watch us on YouTube. But it's kind of weird to be on camera all the time as far as just...
It is a little weird, man.
You know, I mean, obviously we... The cocaine days are over with. We can't just snort it right on the counter. Now we got to go into the bathroom or the office. You can't just smoke weed, you know, like we used to in here.
No, such a hard life you live, Miles.
I know. We're going to have to.
I know.
Be on our best behavior. Not come in here like eyes half open. Like, oh, God.
That I can't. I mean, that's just how it's going to be if it's that day, man.
If you're having a hard time finding the YouTube channel, go to KISW.com. It's the top link that we got on there. That'll take you right to it. Yeah. Also, subscribe to KISW to Rock to get those notifications when we're going live and all that fun stuff.
I don't know that we should have started the day after the first Sunday of NFL football.
I was saying to Steve outside, I'm just so tired from the party, which was awesome on Saturday.
It was good, yeah.
We have a ton of thank yous on that. The 20th anniversary party of Black Raven, the bands were fantastic. New Originals kicked ass.
Oh, Mike crushed it,
the Soundgarden tribute, Outshine.
That guy's voice.
It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I told him afterwards, I said, dude, you sing so well. He's like, thank you. I said, but it pisses me off. I want to punch you in the throat. It just does. Because I wish I could sing that.
Two other people said, I used to think I could sing.
You can't. No. If you're going to compare yourself to this guy, just know you can't.
Stoned Evergreen Travelers basically brought the place down.
They're a blast.
We just want to thank Black Raven. They opened up the back of the brewery for us.
Yeah, where we were is not normally where they have people hanging out.
That's awesome.
That's where they brew the beer. And for us, for a very limited release there, they did a watermelon lager. Now, I kept jumping up and I was drinking these things pretty quick because I had one and then it was gone. I knew that there was a couple kegs. So I was going to get as many as I could before those kegs blew because
I had one.
After
and then we talked about it the first time we went up on stage and everybody drank it.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, dude, the kegs are blown.
And
like,
it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically that's the way it went down. Like I saw when they took the sign down, I was like, no. No. And Black Raven has so many good beers.
Hell yeah.
So I was like drinking the Pilsner Lime. I had a couple IPAs from us.
It does.
We were there for five hours. So it was easy, just steady drink and have a good time. Thanks to the Cut Shop. Those guys set up out front, and they were making tacos. They had the men's room beer brats from Willie's Famous Sausage.
I got a bite of one of those.
So they were grilling those
for my son. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, can I have a bite of my own goddamn sausage? I am starving. Mm-hmm. He was very begrudging, kind of one of those.
Yeah, all right, Dad.
Like, oh, sorry. Sorry to put you out, man.
Right. The chocolates were there.
The Sanko chocolates were there. Absolutely.
I forgot how good those were.
I know, man.
They are so good.
Yeah, I saw Ken and Donnie talking to Ted. And I'm like, did you guys try the chocolates yet? They're like, chocolates. I mean, they're right there. Right there in front of you.
Worth it.
I went and bought a big old bag of them, brought them over. I'm like, tell me. They just ate them like,
I know, man.
I had a couple people come up to me and tell me they got some chips and salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Nice.
But they specifically were like, the one guy was like, she didn't dip responsibly, dude.
No.
And I was like, what? She was like, I just ate it. I was like, all right.
Well, do you have salsa on your shirt? You know, there's telltale signs.
Hey, I just tell people to dip responsibly. But if you choose yourself to go irresponsible, go through a container, go ahead.
You can't control it, man.
Yeah. Yesterday was football.
They always say don't drink and drive. In the end, it's your decision.
Right.
But dip responsibly.
Like people were drinking responsibly out there, too. We had Mercury's coffee out there, giving everybody coffee and Italian sodas out there.
I sent so many kids over there. I was like,
I know.
Is mom or dad having a beer? Yeah, go get an Italian soda.
My kid will suck him on down.
Here's a funny story. So I'm talking to the owner of Mercury's coffee.
All right.
And I said, I love your K-cups. And I was like, I drink them a lot. I was like, I've got like, you know, 12 of those, whatever. And he's like, where did you buy them? And I'm like, where did I buy them? I'm like, get those market time. I'm like, I don't remember, man. And he's like, and I'm like, I don't know where I got them. And I'm like, I got them at the golf tournament. That's exactly where I got them.
Yeah.
It didn't even dawn on me. I was like, if I could have remembered that. Like, yeah, you were at a golf tournament.
Right.
Because I was just on one hole.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't see those guys that much because they were kind of out at their own hole.
Sure.
And doing their stuff. That's where I got the K-Cups. I love that crap. That is a great coffee company. They're basically just on the east side is a problem.
Yeah, so, I've been over there once. My kid had some lesson. I don't remember. My wife said, look, you need to go to this place. To be fair, I did not get coffee when I went there, but I got a sandwich, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. They're right beside the cut shop up there if you're in in Woodinville.
Christ, okay.
So they were really good people, too.
They're
fired up.
Yeah, it was a great day. Bo, Mike, all the people at Black Raven, thank you so much. If you could, please, just brew another batch of that watermelon beer, man.
You sold out two kegs in no time.
I'll bring my friends up. We'll watch football on Sunday, or Saturday, or whatever the deal is. Just bring some food in, man. Get one of your food trucks up there and just chug that beer. It was no disrespect to the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. I love it. I'm just telling you, watermelon beer, if I ever see it on the menu, it's like a banana milkshake. I almost go, oh, my God. It's like, I cannot believe.
Well, that's what I was telling them. I was like, it's like you're,
you never find it on the menu, though.
But there's a where's the last time you had a banana? And not like Baskin Robbins. I mean, just like a standard.
Okay, where could you go get a root beer float?
I feel like places.
Baskin
Robbins?
They
can do that.
That's what I'm saying. If it's on the menu, like, oh, root beer float.
Sure. I just feel like that's more prevalent than the banana milkshake.
It is.
Okay.
That's why it's a unicorn.
Okay.
So when I see it, it's like watermelon beer.
Correct. You know, there's not a lot of watermelon beers, but I'm with Miles. When I see it, I buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's that good. So thank you for everyone that came up and hung out. Hopefully we got a chance to talk to you in one form or fashion. But what a great place. I hope everybody had a good time.
I
had a blast. It seemed like everyone was having fun.
It was a great day.
As usual, everyone is incredibly well-behaved, incredibly polite. And everyone had a smile on their face. So it was a good time for us.
I thought people were super high, though. I'm just saying, as far as the smiles on the face, it's like there's a smile because you're happy, and there's a smile because you are stoned. And I'm saying it was about 50-50.
Somebody gave me a joint that looked like it was just covered in gold dust of keef and oil. And I just
what happened to the shrooms, man?
I'm
the shroom guy. I know you don't tell me you did them, all right? You did not do shrooms.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't do them.
I wanted to do them. Who did them?
I didn't do them.
You son of a
bitch. I did not do them.
Who'd you give them to that did them?
I don't know.
Because someone told me, hey, man, he's got shrooms. I said, yes, I'm going to take them all because he doesn't do shrooms. I love shrooms.
I'm
going to
hold him hostage and trade for some weed. Because I know you guys got a bunch that you're supposed to give me and didn't.
That's true.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.